咁我哋先去打开我哋嘅圣经睇诗篇110。So let's turn our Bibles as we look at Psalms 110. 诗篇110。昨日咧就系元宵佳节啦。都是中国情人节。Yesterday was the last day of Chinese New Year, and also sometimes called the Chinese Valentine's Day. 星期二呢就是西方的情人节。And Tuesday is Western Valentine's Day. 在这个情人节的气氛底下，昨晚我们有个成青团契。And in the spirit of Valentine's, last night we had our young adults fellowship. 今日又呢排讲紧一啲谈恋爱嘅事情。And we've been talking about how to fall in love. 咁啊，讲一啲嘅圣经嘅原则。We've been talking about some biblical principles. 咁我哋星期四晚系查经班，头先主席都讲，我哋开始睇马拉基。And on Thursday night, we've been starting to study the book of Malachi. 咁马拉基第一章第二节，神一开炮讲，我曾爱你。And in Malachi chapter 1 verse 2, the book starts out saying, God says, I love you. 咁啊，呢个我曾爱你嘅，其实佢原文就系、是、我系爱你，系继续爱你。And in the original, in the Hebrew, the grammar is I love you, I continue to love you. 我哋知道我哋嘅神系爱我哋嘅。And you know our God loves you. 我哋最大嘅情人就系耶稣。And the greatest lover you can have is Jesus Christ. 耶稣系我哋嘅情人。咁啊，所以喺呢个情人节嘅气氛底下，我哋要认识我哋嘅主耶稣。So in the spirit of Valentine's Day, we need to understand and know Jesus Christ. 今日我哋睇诗篇110篇。And so this morning, as we look at Psalm 110, 我哋知道呢个系讲耶稣永远为祭司。And this is talking that Jesus is a priest forever. 但耶稣唔单止系永远祭司，佢永远长存。But not only is he a priest forever, he lives forever. 咁如果耶稣系我哋嘅情人，佢永远都系我哋嘅情人。And so if he lives forever, he is forever our Valentine, our lover. 咁所以我哋知道诗篇110篇呢，即系称为利赛亚诗篇嘅其中一个。And so Psalms 110 is one of the messianic psalms. 有我哋开始睇诗篇嘅时候，睇到第二篇已经提过。When we start studying in Psalms, when we were in Psalm 2, we mentioned 有16首诗篇系利赛亚诗篇。There are 16 psalms that are messianic psalms. 咁呢个系第二篇就一个，110篇系一个。And so Psalms 2 is one of them, and Psalms 110 is another. 咁呢个诗篇110篇就系俾我哋睇好清楚一个重要嘅真理。And so in Psalms 110, it gives us very clearly a very important spiritual truth. 就系耶稣都引用咗呢个诗篇同犹太人讲呢个真理。And even Jesus used this psalm when he was here on earth talking to the Jewish people to express this truth. 就系耶稣永远作大祭司。And that is that Jesus is eternal, forever, a priest. 咁我哋喺呢个诗篇，我哋我想先读第一节到第四节，得七节，不过我哋先读一至四。So I'm going to read verses 1 to 4. There's only 7 verses. We'll read the rest in a minute. But let's just start off with reading verse 1 to 4.
耶和华对我说，耶和华对我说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌作你的脚凳。
The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies my footstool. 여호와 必使你从锡安伸出能力的杖来，你要在你仇敌中掌权。 The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. 当你掌权的日子，你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己。你的民多如清晨的甘露。Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of morning. You have the dew of your youth. 耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. 我们一起低头祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，你就是跟我们讲咁好的、咁宝贵的说话。你就是永远作我们的祭司，你是永远是爱我们。主要我们求你今天用这个诗篇向我们每一个人讲说话，无论我们是来长者课窝，或者我们是第一次来教会听到，或者我们已经是认识你很久，求主再一次向我们的心讲说话，愿意我们明白耶稣基督这份伟大的爱是何等的宝贵。所以我们将以下的时间交在你手里面，多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 那这个诗篇我们看到这个很重要的真理。 So here in the psalm we see a wonderful truth, an important truth。这个就是对我们基督徒是非常之重要， and it's an important thing for us as Christians, as believers。 大卫是作为先知的，是讲出神这个奥秘， and David acting as a prophet brought out this powerful truth。 在教育圣经里面 是很少有这个真理出现， and in the Old Testament this truth is very not seen all the time。是耶稣引用这个的经文是对犹太人讲， and even Jesus used this passage as he spoke to the Jews. 他要表示自己的身份， and he used it to express his own identity, his about himself. 因为这个真理就是说我们听，主对我主说，神对我主说。And because here it says that the Lord spoke to my Lord. 那我们知道圣经里面只有一位神。You know in the Bible there is only one God. 但是这个神呢就可以叫耶和华真神。And you can call him Yahweh, the Almighty God. 那但是圣经里面用主这个字是叫 Adonai. But the word used for Lord is Adonai.咁啊，呢个主呢个字 Adonai 好多时系代表神系嚟用嘅 ，but the word Adonai is also used to express God。所以你可以话神对神说 ，and so you could say this as God spoke to God， 或者神系咪同自己讲话 ？Is God speaking to himself？ 我哋知道神系只有一位 ，and we know that there is only one God。但我们所相信的神是有三位一体， but the God that we believe is in three forms， 有圣父、圣子、圣灵， and it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit。 所以这里在教育圣经我们看到耶和华父神向我主说， and so we see here that God the Father, the Almighty Father is speaking to my Lord. 这个是称为犹太人都称为弥赛亚诗篇， and this is a psalm about the Messiah. The Jews call this a messianic psalm. 弥赛亚就是神派来的救主， and the Messiah is the Savior that God is going to send. 弥赛亚就是希伯来话翻译到希腊文就是基督， andMessiah is Hebrew. When you translate it into the Greek, it's Christ. So, 这个就可以翻译话，父神向基督说。And so, you could actually translate this verse to say,
the Father Almighty spoke to Christ. 父神对耶稣说 The Father spoke to Jesus.
即是说见到三位一体其中两个在这里。
And so we see the Holy Trinity, two persons of the Holy Trinity in this verse.
这个伟大的真理，我们的神是三位一体。咁啊，所以你可以打开睇啊马太福音第22章，啊见到耶稣是用这个经文同犹太人要证明耶稣的身份。
And so you can turn to Matthew chapter 22, and we can look at when Jesus used this verse to prove that he is the Messiah.
马太福音22章41节到45节。
And so Matthew chapter 22, 41 to 45.
你说法利赛人聚集一起的时候，耶稣问他们
While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them,
你们对基督的看法怎样？他是谁的子孙呢？他们回答，大卫的子孙。
And saying, What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? And they said to him, The son of David.
耶稣就说那么大卫被圣灵感动怎么会称他为主呢他说
He said to them, How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying,
主对我的主说你坐在我的右边等我把你的仇敌放在你的脚下
The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
大卫既然称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？
If David calls him Lord, how is he his son?
那这里我们看到在犹太人的看法呢就是一路相信利赛亚就要大卫的子孙。
And so we see that the Jewish people always believed that the Messiah would be the descendant of David.
所以利赛亚一定是大卫的子孙。
And so the Messiah is the descendant of David.
但是大卫自己称呼利赛亚我的主。
But David called the Messiah himself. He said, My Lord.
咁如果係大卫嘅主点係佢嘅子孙
And so if he is David's Lord, how can he be David's descendant?
其实呢个圣经一个伟大嘅真理 And this is a beautiful truth from the Bible. 我哋嘅主耶稣佢唔係出世道成肉身嚟到世界先成为耶稣。
Our Jesus Christ did not becomeinto existence at the time that he was born.
我们的主耶稣就一直存在。
Jesus Christ has always existed.
他是出世在这个世界上之前已经是存在。
And before he came to earth as a man, he was already in existence.
主耶稣基督就是永恒的主。
And Jesus Christ is the eternal Christ.He is eternal Lord.
他一路都是存在。
And he was always in existence.
所以耶稣来世界之前他是天上同神一起。
And before Jesus came here to this earth, he was in heaven with the Father.
他道成肉身他是成为一个人来到世间。
And he, when he came to earth, he became a man and he came, took on the form of a man.
按肉体来讲耶稣是大卫的子孙。
And so from the physical perspective, Jesus is a descendant of David.
但是从属神的各方面来看，耶稣是大卫的创造者，是大卫的主。
But from the spiritual perspective, Jesus is the creator of David. Jesus is the Lord of David.
所以是大卫可以说主对我主说承认尼赛亚他的子孙是他的主。
And so David can say, Lord, say to my Lord, and acknowledge that the Messiah, his descendant, is actually his Lord in heaven.
其实耶稣是一次和法利赛人辩论的时候都是表达这个真理。 And in another time when Jesus was debating with the Pharisees, he also made this point.
他当时在约翰福音第八章同犹太人辩论，同文士法利赛人。
And in John chapter 8, he was debating with the scribes and the Pharisees.
跟着他开始讲伯拉罕。
And then they started to talk about Abraham.
咁喺约翰福音第八章56-58，耶稣系咁样讲。
And then in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 56-58, Jesus said this:
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，饥看见了就快乐。
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
犹太人说。你还没有五十岁，岂见过亚伯拉罕呢？
Then the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
Jesus said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
亚伯拉罕其实是祖耶稣几千年啊。And Abraham was actually living before Christ, a couple thousand years before Christ.
所以我们看得到这里有一个耶稣讲亚伯拉罕是见过耶稣的。
And so here Jesus is saying that Abraham saw him, saw Jesus Christ. 亚伯拉罕怎样见到耶稣？
How did Abraham see Jesus?
这个是一个谜。耶稣如果未出世，亚伯拉罕怎么见到？
Now, if Jesus wasn't born yet, how could Abraham have seen him?
那是不是亚伯拉罕凭信心见？
Was it in faith that Abraham saw Jesus?
是不是当亚伯拉罕要献以撒上山，神为他预备羔羊，是不是见到神的救恩？
Was it when Abraham took Isaac up onto the mountain and God prepared the lamb in the bushes that Abraham saw the salvation?
是不是在一个异梦里面神亚伯拉罕见到耶稣
Did Abraham see Jesus in a dream?
是不是因为亚伯拉罕死了之后上个天堂见到耶稣
And it was it because Abraham died and went to heaven and saw Jesus in heaven?
耶稣什么意思
And what is the meaning that Jesus is trying to say?
耶稣的意思就是说他是永恒他是创造主
What Jesus is trying to tell us is that He is eternal. He is the Creator.
在教育时代的时候，他同神接触就是同耶稣接触。
And in the Old Testament, as they had encounters with God, those encounters were with Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣说我们知亚伯拉罕之先还有未有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
And so Jesus said,Before Abraham was, I am.
耶稣就是永恒的。耶稣是永远是天上，是宝座上。
Jesus is eternal, he's forever in heaven, and he is on the throne in heaven.
这个第诗篇110第二节说我们听，耶稣就是坐在神的右边。
And in Psalms 110, verse 2, it tells us that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God the Father.
耶稣就是天上，是他的仇敌，要做他的脚凳。
And he's in heaven, his enemies are under his feet, the footstool for Jesus.
请问你屋企有没有一个脚凳啊？
Do you have a footstool at home that you put your feet on?
即系会唔会晾下脚啊？按啊，睇电视啊，食啊花生啊 ，and you put your feet up on it, and you just you know, eat your peanuts and watch TV 啊。喺教育时代，脚凳系有个特别嘅意思。
And in the Old Testament, a footstool had a very important meaning.
当佢军人出去打仗嘅时候，佢打胜仗，打败敌人，佢会捉个领袖，可能皇帝或者将军。And in the Old Testament, when they would go to war and they would fight and they'd win a victory over the enemy, they would capture either the general or the king.佢俘虏佢翻嚟自己嘅地方 ，and they would as captured they would bring them back to their own place。跟住皇帝坐佢嘅皇位，要佢嘅敌人跪喺佢面前当佢嘅脚凳，将佢嘅脚踩佢上边。And then the victor would then take the king that he defeated, and he'd have to.Lay down in front of the king, and the king would put his foot on top of his defeated enemy. 呢个就象征我胜利，你而家服我之下。And that would symbolize that now I am victorious and you are under my control. 好多时跟住就斩佢头。And then maybe they would cut off his head. 但是个象征就是我胜利。And the meaning is that I am victorious.耶稣就要将一切的仇敌放在他脚下。And Jesus is going to put all of his enemies under his feet. 请问耶稣有什么敌人？ And who is an enemy of Jesus? 耶稣有一个大敌人是魔鬼。And Jesus has an enemy, it's Satan.耶稣就在末世的时候是要胜过魔鬼，将魔鬼放在他脚下，是胜利的。魔鬼没权柄，魔鬼没办法伤害属耶稣的人。 And so in the end times when Jesus comes back, he's going to put Satan under his feet. As his footstool, Satan will be defeated, and Satan has no authority, no power over any Christian. 所以我们信耶稣，耶稣是宝座上高，耶稣是胜利者，耶稣是胜过魔鬼，我们不需要害怕魔鬼。 And so as we believe in Jesus Christ, we know Jesus is on the throne, he's in heaven, he's overcome Satan, we don't need to be afraid of Satan. 所以今天你可以因为信耶稣，你可以确定肯定耶稣在你身边是保护你。 So as a Christian today, you can be assured, you can be confident. Jesus is protecting you. He is your protector. 在诗篇我们看很多的地方都告诉我们。 And in Psalms, we see so many places it tells us, 耶稣是我的盾牌，耶稣是我的山寨，耶稣是我的避难所。 And in the Psalms, it tells us, Jesus is my shield, Jesus is my rock, Jesus is my hiding place.耶稣是保护他的儿女， and Jesus protects his children. 因为所有的敌人在耶稣的脚下， because all the enemies will be under his feet. 那今天耶稣都是胜过魔鬼， even today Jesus has won the victory over Satan. 耶稣在十字架上为你死，为你复活，已经胜过魔鬼。 And when Jesus died on the cross for your sins, he rose from the dead, he overcame death and he overcame Satan.但是要等到末世先将魔鬼踩。But he's going to wait until the end times before he puts Satan under his feet. 所以今时今日呢，魔鬼仲有一啲嘅自由。And so today, Satan still has a little bit of freedom. 我哋睇提摩太前书第二章第五节。Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.提摩太前书二章五节，呢度话：因为只有一位上帝，在上帝和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.这个讲明在神和人之间只有一位中保，那位中保即是中间人，我们一定要经过这个中间人去到神。 And the mediator, that's somebody in between, and you must go through this mediator to get to God. There's only one, and that's Jesus Christ. 但是中保另外有一个意思， but there's another type of mediator, 耶稣就是做我们的中保，亦都可以说耶稣是我们的庇护律师，辩护律师是我们的保卫师。You can also say that Jesus is also our mediator. He is our defense attorney.
因为当魔鬼去到神的面前，讲神听你的衰嘢，话你点样犯罪，你点样唔好。
Because when Satan comes before God and starts accusing you in front of God and telling God all the bad things you've done,
耶稣做你的中保，
Jesus becomes your defense attorney, your mediator.
佢就同神讲，神唔好听魔鬼啲欺骗，我嘅宝血已经洗干净佢嘅罪。
And Jesus says to God, don't listen to these lies of Satan. I've already cleansed his sins with my precious blood.
每次魔鬼控诉你在神的面前，
and every time Satan tries to accuse you in front of God,
耶稣在神的右边， Jesus on the right hand of God, 做你的中保。
He is your mediator, your defense attorney.
他跟神讲，不要听这些大话，我的宝血赦免。
And he says, don't listen to these lies. My blood has covered his sins.
耶稣爱你，耶稣为你死，耶稣为你复活，耶稣为你升天，耶稣为你坐在神的右边。
Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus rose from the dead for you. Jesus ascended into heaven and is sitting on the right hand of God the Father for you.
耶稣是你的中保。
And Jesus is your mediator, your defense attorney, your advocate.
感谢主，我看到这个的时候，我觉得耶稣的爱很宝贵，更加看明耶稣的爱，我想你看希伯来书第七章二十五节。
I look at this and I see how awesome Jesus' love is for us. But to even emphasize his love more, I want you to look at Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
希伯来书第七章廿五节。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求。
Therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
Now, 这个经文讲耶稣， this verse is talking about Jesus. 耶稣就是能拯救到底，
and Jesus can save to the uttermost.
那拯救到底和拯救有什么分别？
What is the difference between saving and saving to the uttermost?
即是完完全全百分百拯救，
and it's a total complete salvation.
耶稣是拯救到底，
and Jesus saves to the uttermost.
但是耶稣都是长远活着，
but it also says that he lives always
是替你祈求， and he makes intercession for you.
所以耶稣是拯救到底，长远活着
和替你祈求。
So Jesus can save to the uttermost, he's living forever, and he hears your prayers.
耶稣是天上在神的右边听紧你的需要，为你祷告，是活着，是要帮你。
And so Jesus sitting on the right hand of God the Father, hears your prayers, understands what you're going through, sees the need, he's praying for you, and he's forever, eternally on your side, there to save.
那你讲到情人节，有个好的情人，请问有没有情人是这样？
And if you talk about Valentine's Day and having a lover, who can be a lover like this?
耶稣是完全在这里摆上为你。
And Jesus is giving it all for you.
他 是关心你，他是爱你，他是
明白你。He cares about you. He loves you. He understands. 耶稣知道你的需要。He knows your need. 他明白你的困难。He understands your difficulty. 他了解你的压力。And he understands the pressure you're under. 他为你死，为你复活，为你升天，为你祷告。And he died for you. He rose for you. He's in heaven on the right hand of God the Father praying for you.
我想这个的情人，我和我太太的关系都没去到这么厉害。
I think as lovers, even my wife and I, we don't have that kind of a relationship.
我希望可以明白我的太太，我希望可以了解她，我希望可以关心，但我不是时时在她身边。
I hope I can understand her. I hope I can know what she's going through and be there for her, but I am not always able to be there for her.
有时我是不关心，有时我不体贴。Sometimes I don't understand. Sometimes I'm not sensitive. 但我们的主耶稣，他明白，他了解，他是长远活着，是为你祷告。
But Jesus understands, he knows, and he lives forever in making intercession for you.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣爱你爱到底。耶利米书讲，耶稣爱你爱到底。
You know, Jesus loves you to the end. And in Jeremiah it says that I have loved you with an everlasting love.
是一个永远的爱，是爱你。
And Jeremiah says, I loved you with that love, everlasting end.
所以耶稣要将仇敌放在他脚下。他就是要保护你。
And as Jesus puts all the enemies under his feet, he's going to protect you.
那我们看回诗篇110篇，我们看第四节。
Now, as we continue on looking at Psalm 110, look at verse 4.
第四节，耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次。
The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
那这个耶稣讲，这个是尼赛亚必要照着麦基洗德的等次，是做一个祭司。
And so here is saying that the Messiah will be a priest forever like Melchizedek.
这个就要明白这个意思，我们要先明白麦基洗德是边位。
And so to understand what he's talking about, we need to understand who is Melchizedek.
麦基洗德一早在圣经出现。
And Melchizedek appeared early on in the Bible.
在创世纪的时候，在创世纪亚伯拉罕是见到他。
And there's at the time of Abraham in the Old Testament in Genesis, and Abraham saw Melchizedek.
在当时亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德去了索多玛那里住。
And at that time, Abraham's nephew Lot went and lived in the land of Sodom.
那索多玛有五个君，五个国王，他有另外四个国王来侵入打他的。
And at that time, Sodom, there were five kings in Sodom, and they were attacked by four kings from the outside.
四王打五王，四王打赢了。
And the four kings came and attacked the five kings, and the four kings won.
于是索多玛和他另外那四个王，五王一起被打败。罗德和他索多玛的人一起被俘虏。
And so the five kings of Sodom, working with Sodom, the king of Sodom, they were all defeated, taken captive, and even Abraham's nephew Lot was taken into captivity.
在那时候，我们看到有人逃脱走了，就汇报被亚伯拉罕听。
And then one person escaped, and he went to Abraham, and he told Abraham,
亚伯拉罕不是关心索多玛那些人，他关心他的侄子。
And Abraham wasn't really so concerned about the kings of Sodom. He was concerned about his nephew, Lot. So in the 創世記14章, we see that Abraham did what he did. And so in Genesis chapter 14, you see what Abraham did. Abraham only had 300 soldiers, and so Abraham didn't have an army. He had 300 servants that worked in his house and took care of his flocks. He had 300 soldiers. And he took his 300 servants who were just shepherds, and he took them and he defeated the five kings that had just won a victory over four kings. Now, 有没可能300人打赢5个国王的军队? How is it possible for 300 people to win a battle over five armies? 如果不是神帮你，你冇办法做得到。 And if it's not for the hand of God helping you, you couldn't do that. 阿伯拉罕打赢仗， 搶回物資，拿回他的兒子羅德。 And so Abraham won the victory. He got all the stolen possessions back, and he got Lot. 跟住喺創世記14章18節到20節係咁樣講。 And so in Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 to 20, this is what it says. 又有撒冷王麥基洗德 带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高者的祭司。 Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. 他为阿伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主，至高的神赐福与阿伯兰。 And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. 至高的神把敌人交在你手里，是应当称重的。阿伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来，给麦基洗德。 And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand, and he gave him a tithe of all. Abraham gave Melchizedek a tithe of all.
Melchizedek是谁?
So who is Melchizedek?
Melchizedek是撒冷王.
He was the king of Salem.
撒冷就后期成为耶路撒冷.
And Salem later was termed Jerusalem.
撒冷在希伯来话就是Shalom.
And 撒冷就是Shalom,
即是平安.
所以麦基洗德就是平安王. And so Melchizedek is the king of peace.
麦基洗德的名字的意思是仁义，公义.
And the name of Melchizedek means righteousness.
So Melchizedek又是仁義公義的王，平安王。
And so you could say Melchizedek is the king of righteousness. He's the king of peace.
但是他这里称呼是至高神的祭司。
But here he is called the priest of God Most High.
So 当时我们看创世纪，从来没见过这个人出现之前。
And so before this, as you read in Genesis, you've never even seen this guy come on the scene.
是之前就觉得只有阿伯拉罕一个是跟从神。
And you think it's only Abraham who's following God.
但是麦基洗德出现是至高神的祭司。
But here comes Melchizedek, the priest of God, a high priest of God.
他又是祝福阿伯拉罕,
and he blessed Abraham.
在旧约时代呢，是位份高先系祝福细嘅，唔会系细祝福大嘅。
And in the Old Testament, it's the greater blesses the lesser, not the other way around.
所以麦基洗德祝福阿伯拉罕，证明佢嘅位份系比阿伯拉罕高。
And so here he is blessing Abraham. That's showing that he's a greater than Abraham.
跟住亚伯拉罕将所得嘅物资奉献十分一俾佢。
And then Abraham gives him a tenth of all the possessions.
那如果现实嚟讲，如果呢个麦基洗德唔系啲乜水，即系做乜嘢，佢又唔去帮汤，我哋去打人呢？企喺度，系我300个士兵去打人咧，做乜要俾我啲物资你嘅？
And if you look at it from a human point of view, here Abraham goes out with 300 soldiers and he wins the victory. And this Melchizedek guy, he doesn't come and help. Why should Abraham give him a tithe?
因为亚伯拉罕知道那个麦基洗德不是普通人。Because Abraham knew that this Melchizedek is not just any ordinary guy. 他是一个很特别的，是尊贵的神的祭司。
And he's a very special guy. He's an honorable guy. He is the priest of the God Almighty.
亚伯拉罕是对他有这个的尊敬。
And Abraham respected him.
那你看回希伯来书第七章，
Go back to Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章第二节至到第五节是解释更加清楚。
And in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2 to 5, it explains it even in more detail for us.
在希伯来书第七章第二节。
And so Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2.
亚伯拉罕也将自己所得的来取十分之一给他。他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王。他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。
To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated King of Righteousness, and then also King of Salem, meaning King of Peace.
他无父无母，无族谱，无生之子，无名之宗，乃是与神的义子相似。
Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of Man, of God, remains a priest continually.
他们，你们想一想，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来上等之物取十分之一给他。这人是何等尊贵呢?
Now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of all the spoils.
那得祭司职任的利未子孙，领命照例向百姓取十分之一。这百姓是自己的弟兄，虽是从亚伯拉罕身中生的，还是照例取十分之一。
And indeed, those who are the sons of Levi, who receive the priesthood, have a commandment to receive tithes from the people according to the law, that is from the brethren, though they have come from the loins of Abraham.
那希伯来书就要解释俾我哋听，点解耶稣系有资格做我哋嘅大祭司。
Hebrews is trying to explain why Jesus Christ has the authority to be our high priest.
咁啊，佢用翻麦基洗德做例子
，and it's using Melchizedek as an example.
因为亚伯拉罕向麦基洗德奉献
，because Abraham gave a tithe to Melchizedek.
但麦基洗德唔系亚伯拉罕嘅后裔，亦都唔系佢亲人。
But Melchizedek was not a descendant of Abraham, neither was he a relative.
但是犹太人唯有利未人先可以做祭司。
But for the Jews, only the Levites had the right to be a priest.
麦基洗德不是利未人，亦都不是犹太人。
Melchizedek was not a Levite, he was not even a Jew.
但是他是至高神的祭司
But he was a great high priest.
所以亚伯拉罕向
麦基洗德是奉献，等于利未人都跟他在亚伯拉罕里面奉献。
So when Abraham gave a tithe to Melchizedek, it actually is symbolizing that even the Levites gave a tithe to Melchizedek.
究竟这个麦基洗德是什么人？
So who is Melchizedek?
有人觉得他在旧约圣经是一个神以人的形象显现。
And so some people believe Melchizedek was a theophany. That is where God in the Old Testament appears to man in the form of a man. Your son,
在旧约时代向人显现，以人的形象显现。那个是谁？
And if God appears to man in the form of the man, who is God appearing as?
如果是一般神学家认为，如果神是以人的形象向人显现，在旧约时代，那个就是耶稣基督。
And so most theologians believe that if God was to appear to man in the Old Testament in the form of a human being, that form is the form of Jesus Christ.
麦基洗德是不是耶稣？
So was Melchizedek Jesus Christ?
希伯来书说他就是与神的儿子相似。
In Hebrews we just read, it said he was made like the Son of God.
没说他是神的儿子。It doesn't say he was the Son of God.
耶稣尼采要与麦基洗德的等次。And Jesus was to be a priest in the order, in the likeness of Melchizedek.
是不是等于他两个人是相同？
Does it mean that it was the same person?
有些人觉得麦基洗德就是耶稣向亚伯拉罕显现。
Some people believe that Melchizedek was actually Jesus Christ appearing as a theophany before Abraham.
如果是耶稣说亚伯拉罕见我的日子就欢喜，是不是说是见麦基洗德就见到耶稣？
And so when Jesus said, when Abraham saw my day and rejoiced, is he actually saying that when Abraham saw Melchizedek, he rejoiced because he saw Jesus Christ standing before him?
这个我们上到 天堂才知道。
We will never know until we get to heaven.
有些神学家就拒绝这个理论。
Some theologians throughout this whole theory of theophanies,
他觉得耶稣道成肉身先成为一个人。
And they say that Jesus did not become a man until he was born as a baby and as a human being.
但是你不要捞乱道成肉身和以人的形象显现是两件事。
But the incarnation of Jesus becoming a man and appearing as a man are two different things.
神是可以显现给人。
God can appear to people as he wants.
总之耶稣就是按照麦基洗德的等次做我们天上的永远祭司。
No matter how you look at it, Jesus is in the order of Melchizedek eternally our high priest in heaven.
我们再看希伯来书第七章24节，我想今次看到28节。
Let's look again at Hebrews chapter 7 verse 24, and I want to read from 24 to 28.
这位既是永远常存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。
But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
将这样圣洁，无邪恶，无玷污，远离罪人，高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合宜的。 For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens.
他不像那些大祭司, 每日必须先为自己的罪,后为百姓的罪献祭, 因为他只一次将自己献上, 就把这事成全了。
Who does not need daily at those high priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's? For this he did once and for all when he offered up himself.
律法本是立軟弱的人為大祭司, 但律法以後以世的話是立兒子為大祭司, 乃是成全到永遠的。
For the law appoints as high priests men who have wickedness, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints the Son who has been perfected forever.
即是说我们的主耶稣,我们的大祭司,就是为什么跟利未人不同,为什么耶稣可以永远做大祭司?
So why can Jesus be different than a Levi? Why can Jesus be our eternal high priest?
因为耶稣一次过赎晒所有人的罪,他死在十字架上。
Because Jesus, with one stroke, when he died on the cross, he made atonement for all man's sins.
耶稣不需要死完又死,死完又死。
Jesus doesn't need to die over and over again.
他献上一次,就是完成大祭司的责任。
He died once and fulfilled the responsibility of the high priest.
耶稣就是天上,他不是软弱,他是永远上传。
And Jesus is in heaven. He's not weak. He is forever our high priest in heaven.
Now, 很快我们就更加明白我们的大祭司在天上为你做什么。
And just very quickly, we need to really look and understand what the high priest in heaven is doing for you.
你看希伯来书第四章。
Look at Hebrews chapter 4.
我想看14节到16节。
And I just want to read verse 14 to 16.
希伯来书第四章14节到16节,
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16.
他们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司, 就是神的儿子耶稣, 便当持守,持定所承认的道。
Seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus Christ of God, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
所以我们只管坦然无惧,来到施恩的宝座前,为要得怜恤蒙恩惠,作随时的帮助。
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in help in time of need.
弟兄姊妹,我们的耶稣基督在天上做我们的大祭司。
Jesus Christ is in heaven, our high priest.
这里说我们听他可以体恤明白你的软弱。
And here it says that Jesus has sympathy, he understands your weakness.
他都受过试探,但他没犯过罪。
He's been tempted, but he was never sinned.
这叫我们坦然无惧。
And it tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace.
神在施恩宝座,在天上是有怜恤,有恩惠,有帮助。
And so here, and when you come to the throne of grace, you obtain mercy, you find grace, and you have help in your time of need. 请问你今日需唔需要怜恤？需唔需要恩惠？需唔需要帮助 ？Do you need mercy? Do you need grace? Do you need help today? 耶稣系天上作你嘅大祭司 ，Jesus is in heaven as your high priest. 佢系体恤你，明白你 ，He understands you. He sympathizes with you. 佢喺度要帮你 ，and He's there to help you.俾恩惠你 ，and to give you grace， 俾你怜恤 ，and to give you mercy。神能够拯救到底 ，Jesus can save to the uttermost。我哋系软弱 ，we are weak。我哋日日都犯罪 ，every day we sin。但系耶稣系明白，佢欢迎你随时随地嚟到佢嘅施恩宝座 ，and he welcomes you to come anytime。To the throne room. 你唔需要惊 You don't need to be afraid. 你唔需要哎呀死啊我有犯罪我软弱嘅心唔想见到我 And you don't have to say, oh no, I've committed sin and I feel guilty and God doesn't want to see me. 耶稣话大胆嚟到神嘅施恩宝座得到神嘅帮助 Here is telling us, come boldly to the throne room of God and receive that grace that you need.大胆嚟，你有资格，因为你耶稣为你死。And you can come boldly because you have that authority because Jesus died for you. 耶稣为你死，宽恕你嘅罪，你成为神嘅儿女。Jesus died for you, forgave your sins, you become a child of God. 所以你可以随时随地进入佢嘅宝座前边。So you can come at any time to the throne room. 嗱，我同我太太，我哋虽然系情人。但佢唔可以随时随地见到我，我唔可以随时随地见到佢。My wife and I were lovers, you know, but I can't see her at any time, and she can't see me at any time. 有时佢打嚟啊，老公你得唔得闲？我唔得闲啊，收线。Sometimes she calls and says, "Hey, honey, you free?" I say, "No, I'm busy right now. Hang up." 系咪？有时佢啊，我可唔可以车我去边度？我唔得啊，我有嘢做。Say, "Can you take me here? I gotta do." I say, "No, I'm busy right now."你随时随地揾神，神唔会话：哎，唔好，我唔得闲，我做紧嘢，收线。You can come to God, and God's never going to say, "Hey, I'm busy right now, hang up." 你唔使惊我，你敲神嘅门，神话啊，去咗旅行啊，十日之后先翻嚟。You don't have to worry about calling out to God and then seeing a sign on the door. I'm on vacation. I'll be back in 10 days. 神随时都喺度等紧你。God is always waiting for you.你唔会打唔通佢嘅电话，我打来打去，啲电话号码错咗咯。God's phone is never busy, and you never get the wrong number. 随时随地，你可以坦然无惧进入呢个施恩宝座 ，and you can come at any time, any moment, boldly into the throne room of God. 神明白你嘅软弱。Jesus understands your weakness. 佢就想俾力量你，想帮你。He wants to give you strength. He wants to give you help. 呢个系真正嘅情人。That is a true lover. 耶稣系想做你嘅永远喺天上嘅情人。And Jesus wants to be your eternal lover up in heaven. 喺情人节嘅时候，你知唔知你有一个咁好嘅情人？And do you know at this Valentine's period that you've got such a great lover in heaven? 是按照麦基洗德的等次，但是他是我们的主耶稣基督。And he's in the order of Melchizedek, but he is our Lord Jesus Christ. 那就很快很快就想看回诗篇110第五节到第七节。Just really quickly, we'll go back and look at Psalm 110, verse 5-7.你话在你右边的主，当他发怒的日子，必打伤列王。The Lord is at your right hand; he will execute kings on in the day of his wrath. 他要在列邦中刑罚恶人，施仇就遍满各处。他要在许多国中打破仇敌的头。 He shall judge the nation among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. 他要喝路旁的河水，因此必抬起头来。He shall drink the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he shall lift up his head.
嗱，呢个好简单讲，诗篇一一零系大卫作诗先知讲。
Psalms 110 is David speaking prophecy.
是关于弥赛亚， is about the Messiah. 弥赛亚在神的右边，
and the Messiah is on the right hand of God the Father.
他为你死，为你复活，为你升天。He died for you, he rose for you, he went up to heaven. 有一天他要回来， one day he's going to come back. 他要回来审判世界， he's going to come back and judge the world. 他要回来审判列国， he's going to come back and judge the nations.
我们的情人要回来接我们的。
And our lover, Jesus Christ, is going to come back for us.
你知道我们一阵间有这个火锅的。
You know, we've got the hot pot today.
火锅很兴奋。
And I think having the hot lunch is exciting.
但是当耶稣回来接你的时候，有另一个大餐等着你。
But when Jesus comes back for you and he judges the nation, he's got another big banquet waiting for you.
圣经讲明耶稣是福音书讲好多次，
and the Bible tells us clearly, and Jesus said many times in the Gospels,
有个婚宴，娶妻的婚宴在天上。
There's going to be a heavenly banquet where, for the bride,as the king chooses the bride for his son.
教会是耶稣的新娘。当耶稣回来审判列国，我们在天上和耶稣入到这个婚宴，和我们的新郎哥是可以一起。
And as Jesus comes back and judges the nations and rules the world, we the church, the bride of Christ, are going to go into that wedding banquet and be united with our lover, Jesus Christ, in heaven.
所以我们看到耶稣是要做你的情人。
And so we see Jesus wants to be your lover.
因为教会是耶稣的新娘。我们等候耶稣回来接我们。
And so as a church, we are the bride of Christ waiting for Jesus to come and take us.
你觉得耶稣是不是一个好的情人呢？
And do you think Jesus is a good lover for you?
他爱你，为你死。
He loves you, he died for you.
他天上为你祷告。
And he's praying for you in heaven.
他要宽恕你的罪。他要赦免你。
And he wants to forgive your sins. He wants to give you eternal life.
耶稣希望你可以接受他做你的情人，可以永远同他一起。
And Jesus hopes that you would accept him in your heart, that he would be your lover, and that you would have eternal life.
所以觉得这个诗篇是非常之美丽。
I think this is an awesome psalm.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，看到这个诗篇，看到耶稣的爱。
Lord, we thank you for this psalm. We thank you for your love.
我们感谢你为我们死，为我们赎罪。
Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us and forgiving our sins.
多谢主耶稣给我们有永生。
Thank you, Jesus, for giving us eternal life.
多谢主耶稣，你在天上活着，为我们祷告。
And thank you, Jesus, for living eternally in heaven and praying for us.
你是怜恤我们，
and you have mercy on us.
你要我们随时随地进入你的宝座前，得到帮助，得到恩惠，得到拯救。
And Lord, you want us to come boldly before your throne at any time. Receive mercy, receive grace, receive help.
主，我们求你在这一刻向我们每人讲说话。
And Lord, I pray that at this moment you would speak to each of us.
你明白我们的需要，你明白我们的困难。
You understand our need, you understand our difficulty.
我求你施恩，求你做我们的中保，求你伸出你的手去帮助我们。
Lord, I ask that you would have mercy and grace, that you would be our advocate, that you would be our help in this time of need.
主耶稣，你是明白我们多过任何人，你知道我们最需要什么。
Lord, you understand us more than anybody. You know what we need.
我们开放的心给耶稣，求你进入，求你宽恕，求你赦免。
Lord, we open our hearts to you and ask that you would come into our heart, that you would forgive, that you would save.
当我们继续祈祷，我请敬拜回来从我们唱多一首诗歌。在当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，你可以是继续向神祷告，耶稣是你的情人，他要祝福你。
As we sing this last song, you can pray out to Jesus. He is your lover. He wants to be with you, and he wants to be your help. Call out to him.
Thank you, Lord, for love.今天讲的东西可能要需要有些智慧去理解，但是想跟你讲，其实也都很容易去理解，因为圣经讲得很清楚，神和人之间只有一位中保，只有靠住认识主耶稣基督才能去到父女父那里去。如果有人跟你讲可以靠好行为或者是其他的神，其实是不可能，因为圣经是清楚讲明只得一个中保，耶稣基督。愿我们时时去倚靠这位永远不变的神。
我一生甘心居于你里面，唯有你永远也不改变，容让我心再见你的面，我一生甘心居于你里面，唯有你永远也不改变，容让我心热切呼唤旧主前最近